As President Obama celebrated his re-election last November, he acknowledged that too many people waited too long to cast their ballots.
Whether you voted for the very first time or waited in line for a very long time. By the way, we have to fix that.
In his State of the Union address in February, the president said long waits at the polls are a betrayal of America's ideals. He told the story of 102-year-old Desalene Victor of Miami, Florida.
When Desalene arrived at her polling place, she was told the wait to vote might be 6 hours. And as time ticked by, her concern was not with her tired body or aching feet, but whether folks like her would get to have their say.
Mr. Obama announced a new commission to study the electoral process.
Commission to improve the voting experience in America.
Led by the top attorneys from his 2012 campaign and that of Republican challenger Mitt Romney. While the commission looks for answers, others are debating exactly what is wrong with American elections. At Washington's Heritage Foundation, senior legal fellow Hans von Spakovsky says Mr. Obama exaggerated the problem.
And the myth is that everyone had to wait in long lines to vote on Election Day last November. We know that's not true. MIT did a study on this, and the average wait time across the country was only 14 minutes.
But the world's oldest democracy can do better, according to the Pew Charitable Trust's David Becker, who helped states improve their election procedures. He says lines are too long, and an antiquated voter registration system is to blame.
Because inaccurate, out-of-date voter records are one of the primary causes of problems all the way through Election Day. Polling place problems, lines, provisional ballots, and other things that can cause delays and cost extra money.
Becker wants greater automation of the process, with more states allowing voters to register by internet. Von Spakovsky says many states are already making reforms, checking with each other to see whether a voter has moved or is registered in more than one state. And he says the president's commission duplicates the work of an existing government board, whose seats Mr. Obama has not filled.
There's already a federal agency. It's called the U.S. Election Assistance Commission that was started by Congress in 2002, whose very job is to make best practices recommendations to the states.
But David Becker is hopeful that Mr. Obama's commission will make a difference.
When people at the state level, at the national level, decide this is important, that our American democracy is a beacon of the rest of the world, and it's incumbent upon us to fix it and improve it in our own country, that's a positive thing, and I think the President's Commission will be a contribution to that effort.
If so, Desalene Victor and other voters will find their basic American right much easier to exercise in future elections. Kent Klein, VOA News, the White House.